You know, Sarah, I just realized when I was reading everything that I'd been sent on the background of your latest book, the New England Open House Cookbook, that your Silver Palette Good Times Cookbook was one of the first I ever had in my own cookbook collection. It's a thrill to talk to you.
Oh, wow. So that was back in 1985. That was when my cookbook writing career began.
Well, I absolutely loved it, and I've kept it ever since. But I've got to tell you, the New England Open House Cookbook, there's a slight touch of decadence in this book. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I kind of broke through all those puritanical boundaries because there's so much going on good food-wise in New England these days.
Well, that's true. And it goes above and beyond what I think everybody thinks about when they think of New England food. It's not just lobster rolls. It's not just chowder. There's so much more there.
There is. I mean, the thing that I think that comes to my mind first is a stellar New England product are the cheeses that are coming out for the most part of Vermont right now. They rival the cheeses of France and Italy, and so it's been a lot of fun to highlight those in recipes throughout the book.
Oh, and you do have some great recipes for those. I like the fig and pig. I think that is so cute.
Well, that is one of my favorite recipes in the cookbook, and it's in the opening chapter, which I call Harbingers, which is, you know, your basic appetizers. But in New England, we're very big in seeing little signs of something that, you know, foretell what's to come, and that's why I named the appetizer chapter Harbingers. But the fig and pig starts with a crostini base of just a toasted French bread round, and then it's topped with creamy blue cheese made all the more creamier by a little bit of mascarpone, a little hint of sherry, and then a sliver of a fresh fig is embedded into the cheese, and then the cheese is studded all around with little shards of crispy pancetta and almonds, and then the whole thing is baked until it's warm, and you just have this wonderful explosion of great flavors in your mouth when you bite into it.
That sounds wonderful. And, of course, from appetizers, we go to the entrees. You've got... Oh, what was the one I was? The bluefish flambéed with gin. I like that.
Well, I started going to Nantucket in the 1970s, and that was a popular recipe back then. And I have a son who loves to fish, and in our neck of the woods, so the catch of the day is more often than not bluefish. So I felt the need to include several bluefish recipes in the book, and that one is probably the most decadent, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. Oh, and talking about decadence, you don't exactly shrink away from the calories when it comes to desserts like the cheesecake.
Yes. Well, the blueberry cheesecake is another one of my favorite recipes in the book. It comes from my good friend Toby, who lives in Nantucket. She's been making it for decades, and I make several of them every summer when the blueberries are in season. Mm. And it's not your typical cheesecake in that it's not topped with blueberries, but the blueberries are baked right into the cheese filling. It's a very light cheese filling. So when you cut into it, you have the juiciness of the blueberries almost suspended in what tastes like more of a whipped cream filling than a dense cheesecake filling. And I have never run across a person in my life that doesn't just love this blueberry cheesecake.
Well, that's one of the ones I'm going to try immediately. It sounds delicious, but I like the lightness of it as well. What do you think are some of the greatest misconceptions when it comes to New England cooking?
That is boring.
Okay.
You think of New England boiled dinner. Now, how appetizing does that sound, boiled food? I don't have a New England boiled dinner in the cookbook. Not that, I don't have anything, against it, but there are far more exciting things to be eating. It doesn't, it can't be hearty. For example, I have a short rib beef stew in the book. Short ribs are real stick to your ribs fare that you need in these long New England winters, but I add an extra New England spin to it by braising the short ribs in Moxie, which is a unique soda that's used in Maine.
Oh my gosh, Moxie. That's a good one. Oh, and speaking of drinks, you do have some excellent drink recipes in the book as well.
Yes, that's the final chapter. I call it Attitude coup de gestures, which is a term I learned from a Maine lobsterman, and they're both alcoholic and non-alcoholic. I have, you know, sun teas and lemonades, but then I also have one of my favorites is just the classic Cape Codder. I live on Cape Cod, and it's combining, usually combines just cranberry juice with vodka, but we, since we live right in the heart of a cranberry bog, we make our own fresh cranberry juice, and it's just a, you know, great, easy cocktail to make and so refreshing and pretty.
You just said you make your own cranberry juice, too?
For this particular recipe, you know, we do. We make our own cranberry syrup that we put into the base of the drink.
Oh, that sounds great as well. Well, you grew up in Connecticut and Maine, so you're very much all about New England. Is there any other cuisine from any other part of the country that you really love?
Yes. I mean, I love all kinds of food. I love the freshness of California cooking. I love the richness of Southern traditions and the Southern food. I love New Orleans food, Texas food. I say that, you know, I'm not a snob when it comes to anything. I have totally educated myself about the culinary world by keeping my eyes, ears, and mouth open wherever I happen to travel.
Well, that's the fun part. So what is what's up and what's in season right now where you are?
Asparagus, peas, fava beans, rhubarb. We just made our first strawberry rhubarb pie the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Had some fava beans and some pasta. Been eating asparagus, you know, almost every single night because the season is so short-lived.
Yeah. It sounds delicious, and I think the New England Open House Cookbook is going to be a great addition to anyone's library. Do you have any one particular recipe in here that's your favorite?
That is the hardest question of all. I can't say that there's one that is my favorite, and we've touched on a couple, the fig and pig and the blueberry cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Cape Cod corn canoe recipe that I really like. It's corn off the cob, sometimes as much as I love corn on the cob, sometimes it's more graceful and it's dinner gathering to have it off the cob, and I take the corn off the cob and I make a rich cheesy filling and I save the husks and I fashion a canoe shape out of the husks and stuff the corn mixture back into the to the husks, so it kind of looks like a canoe, and that is just a really fun, delicious recipe.
That does sound like a lot of fun. That's something the kids would love to get into in the kitchen, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's a little bit labor-consuming. If you can harness the kids' labor, why not?
Why not? Sarah, it was so good to speak with you. The book is wonderful, and we're going to give our listeners a chance to get their own copy of the New England Open House Cookbook. And it was nice to talk to you for a few minutes today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.